tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
disappear without a trace. Sometimes the wind will rage before you sail calm waters. Sometimes it takes a storm to find a hiding place. They were drifting in the darkness. The sea was all around. They cried out to the master. He save us or we'll drown. Jesus heard the cries, and mercy stilled the wind. Sometimes it takes a storm to see the sun again. Sometimes it takes a storm to know you need a shelter when the anchor's in your life disappear without trace. Sometimes sometimes it takes a storm to find a hiding place. Sometimes the wind will rage before you sail calm water. Thank you for the storms, for I found my hiding place. Oh, thank you for the storms, Lord, you are my hiding.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy that all of you have joined me here today on the Hope Show. With all the things that are happening in this world right now, it's good to know that at least one thing is consistent. We can all still tune in to the Hope Show on Saturdays and worship the Lord from the safety of our homes. Let's start out with a prayer before we begin. Dear Father, Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all together today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for caring for us, for being by our side through these difficult times. Thank you for being our strong tower, our refuge, our rock, in which we can stand, with whom we can take shelter and rest. Thank you for your strength, which is enough. Thank you for your comfort, peace, and love. And please anoint this vessel, and may the words that I speak come straight from you, and not from my own understanding. May this message touch all of our hearts. And when we walk away today after the message, may we all be filled with a new hope, a new strength, a different perspective. May any of our fears or anxieties just melt away as we worship you today. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen. Thank you for joining me in that opening prayer. I know some of you, maybe the majority of you even, are probably under a stay-at-home order for the next 2 weeks or even possibly up to a month due to the coronavirus pandemic. Some of you are probably experiencing a great deal of stress and anxiety, not knowing what to expect next, fearing for your safety and those in your family. Some of you may be getting some cabin fever because you're not used to being at home so much. Just this past week, the county in which we live in is now under the stay-at-home order until at least April 30th. And I was at Dollar General this morning and found out that a couple of cities about an hour from us are actually on lockdown, and the police are enforcing that. And they can only go out for essentials or they get fined. But we're going to make this. We're going to get it. We're going to be okay, folks. Our family is on a stay-at-home order till April 30th. Our family has already been practicing social distancing before it was ordered to do so, and taking extra precautions to ensure that we stay healthy. But friends, don't be anxious. Our God will take care of us, and He will see us through these difficult times. Actually, I'm kind of enjoying this because it's a time for me, a time of reflection and solitude, a time for me to really dig into the Bible and study the Word, in the sense that life has slowed down for a while, and I have this time to draw ever nearer to God. Shaziz and I are blessed that three of our four children with their families live in different houses on our spread of acreage. We do dearly miss our other daughter and her family and our grandson who live in different cities and states, as they do not live as close, and we miss being able to go visit our parents. But we are fortunate for our cell phones that we can still stay in touch with everyone and video chat with our daughter and grandbabies that live in another city about 45 minutes from us. We have several acres of land, and I have many projects that I have been putting on the back burner for at least 5 years, because generally there's not enough time in today to do the things that I would like to do, because I'm typically gone several days of the week caring for others and visiting my mom. Friends, try to think of it this way, a different perspective, if you will. We are not stuck in our home. We are safe in our home. Along with that, let's all take this time to draw nearer to God and nearer to our families. These things have been lacking for a long time, and it's time we get back to the basics and the things that are truly important. Today's message is about life interrupted. It certainly is true that our life, as we once knew it, has been interrupted. A Greek philosopher was once quoted as saying, "There is nothing permanent except change." The world and the people living in it are constantly evolving. Think back to years ago. Can you think of some ways that we used to do something that has now changed and it's not done that way anymore? My grandpa was born in 1908, and he always said that he believed he was born in the best era because in his lifetime he saw horse and buggies, the first television, the first radio, the first cars built, the first airplanes flown, and so much more. In my own life, I have seen many changes also. We used to have cassette tapes, even tape decks, and so I'm dating myself a little bit. We didn't used to have cell phones. We had a rotary-style telephone that was attached to a wall in our home. When you broke down somewhere or you took a wrong turn on the road and you got lost trying to get someplace, you didn't call for help. You walked, and you relied on good neighbors to help you out. The electronics we did have were very simple, but functional. Many of the things that we use today either didn't exist back in those days or was too much to afford for the fancier electronics. Entertainment was playing games, listening to the radio, visiting your neighbors. For children, it consisted of making mud pies in the backyard, or playing cowboys and Indians with sticks. Back in those days, children were always outdoors playing after all the work was done around the home. It was a much simpler time, and I sure do miss those days in many ways. People had time back in those days for their loved ones. Family and God were the most important things in the older generation. Today's world is all about fancy technology, hustle and bustle, busy, busy, busy. There is a lot of carry-out and dine-in at restaurants. Much of the time, it is difficult with our busy lifestyles to even manage a healthy home-cooked meal, let alone trying to sit down as a family every night together. And that's really sad. That breaks my heart. It really does. Anyway, I have started down a rabbit hole, so I'll get back to the message. Life has been interrupted for the past month or so, give or take, for all of us. One minute, everything is going well in our lives, and the next minute, all of that can change in the blink of an eye. To be completely honest, our lives are filled with interruptions, inconveniences, frustrations, and unexpected events. Things break, accidents happen. Anything from small to something rather large or even catastrophic, the loss of a loved one, a car accident, an unexpected disability, and even debilitating diseases. The phone rings, and just that quick, our lives can change. Friendships, relationships, jobs, finances, health, all of these things are subject to change. As with the pandemic going on in the world practically overnight, businesses have closed one by one temporarily, schools have closed for the rest of the year, stay-at-home orders for 30 days where you are to practice social distancing from everyone outside of your home, and yes, that means no unnecessary traveling to your friends to chat, no traveling to your parents to visit in a different city or state, no hair salons, no extra non-essential business is being conducted at this time. We are ordered to only go out to get the essential things for us to live and then to go back home. The world has slowed down immensely. But friends, it is going to be okay. Better than okay. Think about all the changes that I mentioned a few moments ago. If God can get us through all of that, and give us something even better in return, God will do it with this pandemic we are facing. This isn't the end. It's only a chapter in the book of our life. God is the author of our book. This is not our ending. It's a new beginning, a new chapter in our life in the making. We will adapt. We all have had our ups and downs in life before all of this ever even happened. And we are not in it alone. We are in it together. If we were going through all of this adversity alone, it might be enough to break us. But through it all, take courage and keep strong in your faith. God is working in each of our lives. We can trust Him and His strength. They are enough. Fear, worry, anxiety, panic, they are a cycle of inefficient thoughts swirling around in our head. They serve us no purpose. God says, O ye of little faith, if only you had the faith the size of a mustard seed. Did you know that fear, worry, anxiety, panic, all these emotions, they spark doubt in our mind? Our mind is Satan's playground if we are not very careful with what we allow into our hearts and minds. And if you are doubting God, then you are not practicing faith in God. In Psalms 27:1, the Bible tells us, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? In Isaiah 41:13, the Bible says, For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, Do not fear, I will help you. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. The Bible has many inspirational verses about when we are faced with struggles and adversity. I will share more of them throughout the message. One of the problems that we humans do, because we are sinful by nature, no one is perfect, we have all fallen short of God's glory. Am I right? I know I have. When we are faced with these life situations, these life interruptions that change the plans that we had for ourselves, it is how we handle these changes. Because often not, we handle these changes very poorly. We get upset. We react with frustration, anger, panic, worry, anxiety, and a whole slew of other negative emotions. Sometimes we feel as if life isn't fair. Sometimes we want someone to blame for the struggles that we are going through. Sometimes we get so scared about something that we feel paralyzed with fear and we don't know what to do. We feel cornered and anxious. These interruptions can be quite sudden, catching us off guard, very unexpected. How many of you knew in advance, say 5 months ago, that we would be dealing with all these things that we are dealing with right now? That's right, none of us knew. Some of us may have suspected something was coming down the road toward us, but probably not with the magnitude in which it has done so. Friends, we may be taken by surprise by worldly events, but God is never caught off guard. I believe that nothing happens by coincidence or chance. I believe that these life interruptions, or call them whatever you will, are divinely placed in our path for a reason. Some of you have been through a lot of adversity in your life, and perhaps some of you have lost hope. These things that have happened in your life, not all of them probably make any sense. You don't understand why some things have happened to you. Sometimes later in life, God may reveal to us why certain things have happened the way that they have, and yet at other times, we may never understand why. God uses these life interruptions to change us, to have hearts more like Christ. I am going to share a quote with you from Paul Tripp. "You and I don't live in a series of big dramatic moments. We don't careen from one big decision to big decision. We all live in an endless series of little moments. The character of a life isn't set in the big moments. The character of life is set in 10,000 little moments of everyday life. It's the theme of the struggles that emerge from those little moments that reveal what's really going on in our hearts. These 10,000 little moments come in the form of our children asking us to play a game with them when we are busy doing something else. They are moments when you get stuck behind a school bus when you're already running late to be someplace, or when you have a flat tire on the way to work. These moments come when a friend is in need and you have to put off doing something you're planning to do in order to help your friend. These moments can even come in the form of rain when you are planning to mow your yard. These moments happen when someone gets hurt and they have to be rushed to the doctor. Friends, life interruption is anything that derails your plans, whether it's something small or big. It is in these moments where our faith is tested and stretched. Friends, these moments are character builders. The big decision is, how are we going to respond to these interruptions? Are we going to panic, get impatient and angry, lash out at people all around us, withdraw from society and our families? Or are we going to be great and mighty, courageous warriors that God has created us to be? Are we going to allow these interruptions that have derailed our plans to have a negative impact on our life? Or are we going to just give the situation over to God and say, I don't know how this is going to work out, God, but I know that you do. And so I'm laying my burdens at your feet, trusting you, God, to work it out in your perfect timing. And I'm not going to stress about it because I have no control over the situation. But you, God, are in control. And so I choose to have a good attitude, a positive attitude, and to help my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ while I wait for you, God, to work through my life and the circumstances I'm currently faced with. When I find myself in a situation of uncertainty, I find comfort in these verses. And so I'm going to share some of these verses with you, and I hope that they help you too in these difficult times. In Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. when I start to feel weary and question if I can carry on, a couple of these verses come to my mind. Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. With the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And one of my favorites, it's actually my life verse, and it's so special to me. Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I have lost track of the number of times in my own life that I have felt defeated or depleted. But this verse has renewed my strength to keep moving forward. When I felt like there is nothing left of me to give or to offer. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. We have to stay strong, not only for ourselves and for our family, but in order to help further the kingdom of God. The time is now. There is no time. We must lend a hand when we can to those in need. And we must testify to everyone we meet about God's goodness and faithfulness. I know right now we are perhaps a little limited to what we can do, but most of all of us have a cell phone, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are connected to some form of media. And so let that be our platform. While we are in a stay-at-home order, we can still be putting the Word of God out there to whomever will listen. This can even be done from a social distance when you have to go out for the essentials. We are not stuck. Think outside the box, folks. There is still a lot that we Christians can do to further God's kingdom until He sorts all this coronavirus pandemic out. Don't have a defeatist attitude. Pick yourself up. It all starts in the mind, because we all know that our mind is a battlefield. Dark versus light. Instead, say to yourself, yes, I can. I can face today, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day, because I have our Heavenly Father by my side every moment of every day. Friends, it truly is all about our personal relationship with God, our salvation, our faith, our trust in God, and whether or not we can accept the fact that we are not in control, but our Heavenly Father is. So step back out of His way and let Him do a new work in your life. Pull yourself together, friends. I repeat, this is not the end of our journey. It's only a new beginning in another chapter of the book of our life. No one knows what the future will bring. But know this, you are not alone. We are all in this together. With God's ever-present help, we will rise above all of this. God's grace is sufficient. Some life interruptions are the God's good shepherd's rod pulling us back from our wandering ways. Though we oftentimes do not believe we need these life interruptions, and some of the time they are an unwelcome inconvenience. But what do you think would happen to us if we never experienced these interruptions in our life? Perhaps you'd think that would be great if we never had trials and tribulations. Perhaps for a while it would be great. But let's take a moment to think about that. While everything is going great in our life, that is also the part of our lives that we are not growing or learning any life lessons. God cares more about our daily transformation than our daily comfort. It is hard to see all the frustrating events in our day as divinely placed opportunities to grow in mercy and grace. But they are indeed just that. Truly, God cares about our well-being, and He wants us to live up to our fullest potential. And so if with these life lessons and grow, it's during these times that we experience a little discomfort. But just remember, God is the potter, and we are the clay. Submit yourselves and let God have His way with your life. I'm going to go to a short break, and I hope you will all stay tuned in for the second half of the message.
Show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. Every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what to say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
Forth. I know that you're thinking you've heard this before. I don't know how to say it, so I'm just gonna say it, yeah. Fear you don't. Settling. You probably never saw it coming. Something's gotta give, so I give up you. Like me, anybody needing fear to leave?
Ooh, yeah.
If you don't know how to say it, sing along with me. Sing fear you don't.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. I hope you enjoyed the music during the break. If you are just tuning in to today's message, the message is called Life Interrupted. I know some of you, maybe the majority of you even, are probably under a stay-at-home order for the next 2 weeks, possibly even a month, due to this coronavirus pandemic. Some of you are probably experiencing a great deal of stress and anxiety, not knowing what to expect next, fearing for your safety and those in your family. Friends, God is the author of our life. The world has slowed down immensely, but friends, it is going to be okay. It's going to be better than okay. God's got this. He is already working on a way out for us. In Psalms 46:10, the Bible tells us, He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." God created this world. Do you really believe that a pandemic is too big for Him to handle? Life interruptions can derail our plans, but God's plan for our life is not always the same as our plan for our life. Do you remember what happened to Job? Job had much favor and blessing in his life. Everything was going great in his life. He certainly was not expecting a new season in his life. We can relate to his story in the Bible in the sense that our lives were moving forward before this pandemic. All was okay within our little worlds. And then quite unexpectedly, things began to change, to crumble around us. And our future is currently uncertain. And just when some of you might be losing hope or the fight to keep moving forward, to stay strong in the Lord, to stay at peace in the Lord, never forget that God is working all things out for our good. It's like one of my favorite songs says, "You are here moving in our midst. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here touching every heart, healing every heart, turning lives around. I worship you. Mending our heart, I worship you. Wiping away all the tears, mending broken hearts. You are the answer to it all. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Even when I don't see you, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. That is the shortened version of the song, but I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that song. It is a wonderful reminder that though we may not see God in the physical sense, He is with us all the time. Let this resonate in your mind for a moment. I'm going to say it again, but really pay attention for a moment. You can even sing it along if you know it and if you like it. I've had this song actually stuck in my head for the last several days, and I am comforted by its lyrics. You are here moving in our midst. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here touching my heart, healing every heart, turning lives around. I worship you. Mending our heart. I worship you. Wiping away all the tears, mending broken hearts. You're the answer to it all. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. That is one of the most beautiful promises that our Heavenly Father has made to us. And so if this is the case, what is there to be anxious about? He's already told us, promised us, that those of us who believe in Him and follow Him shall not perish. You can't get much clearer than that, friends. We were talking about Job earlier before the break. He had favor and blessing over his life. He was not expecting a new season in his life. The Bible describes him as a man who was blameless and upright, one who feared God and shunned evil. He was married with 7 sons and 3 daughters. The family was very wealthy. By the time we reach about the middle of this chapter, he has suffered at least 6 major losses. His property, his laborers, his children, his health, the support of his wife, and the encouragement of his friends. What more did the man have left after experiencing such a great loss? Can you imagine losing so much in your own life and how that must have felt? His world was turned completely upside down, and his family was devastated. And as horrific as that was for Job, we should count our many blessings that we are not experiencing that type of devastation in our own lives. Yes, this period of time, this interruption in our life with the pandemic going on, it's not easy. We are having to learn a new way of living for now. But praise God, we are not in Job's shoes. Can I hear an amen? We may be down right now, but we are certainly not out. They say that if you look around you, you can always find someone worse off than you, and I truly do believe that. And if you don't believe it, what about the neighbor lady down the street that lost her husband to a heart attack? What about the family that just recently lost a loved one to the pandemic? What about the family that's been laid off because they were working for a company that now has been labeled a non-essential business, and the family is out an income? What about the retail associates, the pharmacies, the truck drivers, the police, firemen, paramedics, doctors and nurses, our military serving and protecting our country, child care workers, gas station attendants, fast food workers, and all those other people that I haven't mentioned that risk their own health every day to help us, to make sure that our needs are met, so that we can go about our daily living, so we can be comfortable. Friends, I'm not making light of our situation or your cabin fever or your life being interrupted. Everyone is learning to adapt. Things aren't as they were a month or two ago. But please, think about what I said and count your many, many, many blessings, because things could always be so much worse. Through that time of devastation, Job refused to quit, but chose to follow what God said. God spoke to Job and said, "Wait." Eventually, in God's perfect timing, things turned around for Job. And this is how it will be for all of us as well. Just wait. In God's perfect timing, it's all going to turn around. God is telling us, don't lose our faith. It's human nature to want to rush things, try to do things on our own understanding. But if we don't listen, it will take all the much longer to come through this. Job's experience was quite extreme, but so is this pandemic sweeping the world. Life can be going along when suddenly and without warning, everything completely changes in the blink of an eye, and our life or the lives of our family and our friends may never be the same as we once knew it. But friends, the real test of a person's character is their reaction to the unusual. It's a very true that unexpected events can change the rhythms of our life. Remember this, though. The key to getting the rhythm of our life back is loving one another, sharing that love with one another, with whomever we meet, sharing our love for God, extending a helping hand to your fellow brothers and sisters in need, and above all else, keeping in a strong relationship with God. In times of real difficulty and in all times, for sure, we need to be staying in the Word to get us through whatever is going on in our lives. Have you heard the saying that the only certainty in life is that we are not certain of anything? But the one and the only thing that we can be certain of is God is in control. He loves every one of us. And as long as we keep on the narrow, righteous path and keep loving Him and following Him, we are going to be just fine. Have you ever asked yourself, how did I get where I am today? It's normal to have these questions. Friends, I don't believe in fate, luck, or coincidences. I believe that everything happens for a reason, whether it is revealed to us or not. This is where the trust in God comes from. We don't always need to know why this or why that, because God's grace is sufficient, and that is all we need to know. Friends, never doubt or forget that we serve a mighty and awesome God. In Exodus, the Bible says, He will open a way for you. Tragedy, all kinds of different things, can alter the rhythm of our life that can transform our existence in a deeply personal way. Friends, I can't emphasize enough. After any circumstance, even worst-case scenarios, a new normal will come about eventually. To each person or family, normal will be personalized and not the same as everyone else's normal. Life changes. They can either destroy us or it can make us find a new purpose. God can use these upsets in our life to bring about changes that are good for our future. Sometimes God will use such trials and tribulations that come our way as His workmanship to remove the roughness and the impurities from our character and to polish them, polish us like a pearl. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible tells us, God's plans for us are for good and not for evil, to give a future and a hope. In Psalms 92:13, for they are transplanted into the Lord's garden and are under His personal care. Isn't it encouraging and soothing to know that God takes a personal interest in each and every one of us and He cares for us? We are special to God. Blessings and cursings cannot occupy the same space. As we study the Word and get deeply into it, and with prayer, it is an eye-opening. We can survive all things that happen to us. We may be pressed down for a moment, but we are not crushed forever. Our God has built each of us strong enough to withstand a great number of life interruptions. The good Lord will not give any of us more than we can bear. I know there have been many times in my own life that I felt as if God was giving me way too much credit. It was all too much. I felt as if I couldn't deal with one more thing added to my shoulders. I was so overwhelmed. I couldn't catch my breath. But sure enough, God knows me better than I know myself. He is my master, my creator, and He knows what He's doing. Whatever it was at the time, I got through it. And it's during those times that I found my life verse in Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Praise God. For one such time in my life, the entire year of 2018, this verse pulled me through that entire year. I repeated it to myself all day, every day. It was during the time when my father fell ill and fought for his life for a year before passing away just a few days before Christmas. I lived 2 hours south of them. My parents were in their 80s, and they desperately needed my help. As I am retired and my brother is so busy with long hours at work, I was the only one that was able to come to their aid for a longer period of time. I left my husband and my children and my grandchildren for nearly a year, taking with me only whatever I could put in my suitcase. I came home to visit my husband and my family once a week for nearly a year, only for a few short hours, and then to return to my folks. This was a very trying and difficult year. So many life changes, so much to adapt to, so much to wrap my head around. Watching my dad slip away very slowly and painfully. And there was so much more about that year that I won't even get into. But I understand how some of you are feeling about your lives right now. But my best advice is, don't you ever give up. Let your faith be stronger than your circumstance. By prayer, reading the Word and applying it to your life, having faith and trust in our Father, having a strong relationship with God. That, my friends, is what is going to get you through whatever you're facing right now. That is what's going to get us through this pandemic. You may be thinking, I can't. It's too hard. I'm losing myself. I'm too overwhelmed. I'm losing hope. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm weak. I'm drowning in this crisis. But you know what? No, you are not. Because we have the Most High God on our side. Don't quit. Don't talk down to yourself. Pick yourself up. Stand straight. Chin up. Have some confidence. With God's help and your willingness to obey God, you can overcome anything this life throws at you. Remember that. Some other verses, and I'm paraphrasing, that have gotten me through some rough patches are these. If God is for me, then who shall be against me? If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and you shall have it. Thy kingdom come, thy will shall be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in our hour of trouble. God gives beauty for ashes. This is my comfort, and this too shall pass. The Bible is full of verses meant to comfort and encourage us. When I'm feeling down about something, it always helps me to visualize myself running into the arms of my Heavenly Father as he pulls his robe around me, cloaking me in his arms, making me invisible to the enemy. When I'm tired, when I'm exhausted, when I have no energy left, he is my refuge, my hiding place, my shelter in the storm. It has always helped me, when I'm feeling tired and defeated, to visualize myself sitting on my Father's lap as a child, just as our children do in our lap when something goes wrong or they don't feel well. When life is interrupted and we feel as if we are at the end of our rope, just cry out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Visualize yourself like the person in the poem Footprints. When you look down and you only see one set of footprints, thinking that God must have left you. When you are too weak and too tired, feeling defeated, that is when he has carried you to safety. You are never alone. You will never be alone. God loves each and every one of you. He promises to never abandon us. And I promise you that whatever you're going through is not going to last forever. All of this is temporal. The pandemic, temporal. The stay-at-home order, temporal. Lack of income, temporal. Closed schools and businesses, all temporal. Not being able to travel to see and spend time with family, yes, that too is temporal. Just be patient in the Lord. Enjoy the blessings that you do have. A home, hopefully some type of financial relief, the family that lives with you, shelter, a bed, food, transportation. If you have God and you have all of these things that I listed, then you are rich indeed, and you have nothing to worry about. Remember this, every day that you are in the eye of the storm moves you one day closer to getting through the storm. Friends, God always provides. I can think of times throughout my life where we were really struggling with one thing or another, but mostly over food or finances. And I thought it would be the end of us. But every time I thought the clock was going to run out on us, at the very last minute, something always came through. Always. That something was God. God has always provided for me and my family. My husband is laid back. I, on the other hand, tend to be a little high-strung sometimes. More in my earlier years than now. With age comes wisdom. But I used to, many years ago, worry myself sick, physically sick, literally, wondering how we were going to make it. My husband would say, just stop worrying about it. Slow down. There's nothing we can do about it anyway. We will make it. But in my earlier life, if I couldn't see something, then I had a hard time believing it. But sure enough, at the very last moment, in God's perfect timing, He would show up and show off in my life. It took me a while. I can be a little stubborn at times. But like a light bulb, one day it turned on in my mind, and I finally got it. I finally got it. And my life has never been the same since. Praise God. That is not to say that I don't, from time to time, have some anxiety over something going on in my life. That's human nature. But honestly, it doesn't happen even a fourth of the time that it happened back in those days. I have learned this very important truth. I can't control most things. And so I'm not going to stress over the things that I have no control over. I spent too many years of my life in my younger days making myself physically sick, getting all worked up over things I couldn't control. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not going to make myself physically sick. And it is such a relief to know that I don't have to, because our Heavenly Father is going to take care of myself and my family, and He will take care of each of you and your families as well. Life interruptions, expect them, friends. They are going to happen. Life will not always stay the same, but our God has bigger and better things in store for us in for our future. And our God is bigger than this pandemic, this virus. Friends, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't let a temporary derailment cause you to veer off the righteous path of the Lord. Friends, it's all about attitude. Your reactions to your circumstances. Choose to be positive. Choose to love and to be there to support one another. Encourage one another. Leave no brother or sister behind. Let's go to a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you do for us. Thank you for loving us and caring for us as you do. Please forgive us for getting in the way of your plan, for our lives and for making a mess of things. Help us to recognize the gap between your character and our own. Father, open our eyes to your direction. Wake us up from our slumber where we are comfortable. Humble us. Help us to embrace change. Forgive us of all of our sin in our life. Dear Heavenly Father, please mend this world of our sins. Please be with all the people out there in the world that must work risking their own health and the health of their own families to keep all of us comfortable. Father, please be with the current president, Mr. Trump. Guide him in all things wise and encourage him and comfort him and strengthen him. Keep him and his family safe and healthy as well. Father, keep us all safe and healthy from this virus. Put a hedge of protection around our homes and our families. We thank you in advance for all that you have done, are currently doing, and before the things that you will be doing in our future. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen. Friends, I am so glad that we have had this time together today to fellowship with one another and to worship our Heavenly Father. Friends, please stay safe and healthy these coming weeks. Practice the social distancing. Take extra precautions when traveling to purchase the essential things for living. And when you come back home, wash and disinfect everything, doing whatever it takes to keep this virus out of our homes. Clean down the most used places and objects, such as your kitchen, table, and your doorknobs, your bathrooms, your hands, cell phones, laundry facilities, and etc. And if you are sick, please stay home and away from other people. Friends, this too shall pass. Take courage and comfort in that. And so until next week, same time, same place, God bless each and every one of you and your families. I love you all, and I'll be praying for you.
dream we'd be. You wore the veil, you walked the aisle, you took my hand, and we dove into a mystery. Go back to simpler times, before all our scars and all our secrets were in the light. Now on this hallowed ground we've drawn the battle lines, and will we make it through the night? It's gonna take much more than promises this time. Only God can change our minds. Maybe you and I were never meant to be complete. Could we just be broken together? If you can bring your shattered dreams and I'll bring mine, can healing still be spoken and said? Is broken together. How it must have been so lonely by my side. We were building kingdoms and chasing dreams and left love behind. Praying God will help our broken hearts align, and we won't give up the fight. It's gonna take much more than promises this time. Only God can change our minds. Maybe you and I were never meant to be complete. Just be broken together. If you can bring your shattered dreams and I'll bring mine, can healing still be spoken and save us? The only way will last forever. Just be broken together. If you can bring your shattered dreams and I'll bring mine, can healing still be spoken and save us? The only way will last forever is broken.